Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moab community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. Yesterday, I was talking about how you are not so different from the big shots, the gurus, the successful people out there that are having huge results. You are not so different from them. They've figured out a few things. They've created sort of a habit of success, perhaps, and they followed that blueprint all the way to the bank. They say it takes about 21 days to either break a bad habit or create a new one. What if we created the habit of success, just like the people I was talking about yesterday have? I'm talking about a real habit that you follow every single day, something that just like a breadcrumb trail leads you to the results you want. Would that be pretty cool? Well, I'm sure it would be, but here's the reality check. To create or break a habit, maybe it takes 21 days, maybe it takes 40, maybe it takes 90. It all depends on the person. It depends on the habit they're trying to break or create. It depends on their why. It depends on their experience. It depends on their environment. It depends on so many things. So depending on who you are as a person, your constitution, your values, your vision, your mission, and of course your why, depending on how committed you are to the habit itself. If you said, man, I want to have a habit of great health and great fitness, and if you're totally committed to that, if that level of commitment is undying, then you can create that habit in a shorter amount of time than a person who's kind of just in it as a hobbyist, who's kind of just interested but not really committed to it. The question that you have to challenge yourself with is, who am I? What does this habit mean to me, and why is it so important? What am I willing to sacrifice? What am I willing to commit to in order to create this habit of success? You see, new habits are actually easier to create than old habits are to break. So what if you could simply replace old habits for new ones? What if you could take the old ones and scratch them off the list and just in their place plug in a brand new habit, one that got you to where you wanted to be? What if you could establish a habit of success? Success becoming habitual, where you couldn't help yourself but trip over success on a near daily basis. It probably sounds too good to be true. I know that there are times where I hear things like this and I think to myself, oh my gosh, here we go again. But realize this. Let's talk about some real science behind this. Let's talk about the facts. 90%, 90, of everything we do is on autopilot. How you dress, whether you get up in the morning and make your bed or leave it a mess, how you brush your teeth, what you eat, how you prepare your meals, how you clean your dishes, how you do your laundry. 90% of the stuff you do, you don't really think too much about. You don't plan and strategize. You just do it, right? How you drive to the grocery store, how you drive to the gym, how you drive to work if you have a job, how you drive, how you get anywhere, riding the bus, riding the train, riding the trolley, riding the underground, whatever it is, how you do 90% of the stuff you do in your life is purely on autopilot. Crazy, right? So, what happens if we just create that same pathway, neural pathway, to do the right things, the habits that will get us the success we want? Now listen, I get it. Occasionally, we get awareness. We get that window into what we want. We start saying to ourselves, man, could I be doing better? Could I mow the lawn more efficiently? Could I pay the taxes more efficiently? Could I keep my house cleaner? You think about those things, the things that you do 90% of the time. Could you get a window into it? You think, oh, could I do it better? Why not our lives? Because that momentary power comes to us in those moments of being disarmed. Maybe it's in the morning. Maybe it's through meditation. Maybe it's daydreaming. Those moments where you're not really thinking about what you're doing, and all of a sudden you think to yourself, how could I do this better? Same goes for success in business and in life. How you show up every single day will dictate the trajectory that you're on, the altitude that you fly at. So let's talk about how to create the habit for success. You can apply this to your business. You can apply this to your life in any capacity. It's pretty straightforward. The first thing is you have to look at where you are and what you want to change, right? Look at where you are and what you want to change. So if you're looking at yourself in the mirror and going, man, I need to drop some weight, that's the area that you want to change, right? If you're looking at your bank account and saying, this sucks, this isn't living up to my expectations, that would be an area you want to change. But see, most of the time we're walking around, as I said, on 90% cruise control, autopilot. We know it's not great. We know we're not happy, but we've sort of just accepted it. We've become complacent. And if you followed me on any of my webinars or here on this podcast, you know my saying, complacency kills. Complacency is bred out of comfort. We literally become comfortable with things we don't like, things that don't work for us. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's the way people talk to us and treat us. Maybe it's the lifestyle we live. Maybe it's the behavior patterns that we do. We know, hey, listen, I should drop this bad habit. Smoking's not good. Junk food's not good. Sleeping in's not good. Staying up too late watching Game of Thrones, not exactly working for me. But we know it's not working for us, and yet we continue to do it. The first step to change, true change, is to look at where you want to grow or change and acknowledge it. You have to acknowledge it. It doesn't mean you have to have all the answers. It just means you have to acknowledge it. You have to be honest with yourself, because the single most dangerous lie you can tell is the lies you tell yourself. Number two, change one habit every 30 days. Now, I just threw a bunch of stuff at you, and there are people that are probably listening right now and saying amen, brother, to all of them. What I don't want you to do is to take the approach that you're going to change your fitness, your finances, your family all at once. Pick one thing, the most challenging thing, the hardest thing that you can find. Change one habit every 30 days. Put it on a calendar. Here's the reason why. If you give yourself 30 days to establish momentum in one area, you have now gotten focused. Focused people win. People who are spread thin get their asses kicked. To come out here and try to accomplish five things at once is not only crazy, it's ineffective. What if you just established the habit of showing up to your business every day? That's it. You said, instead of making excuses and saying, well, I got to work, I got this thing, or the kids are out of school, I'll get back to it next week. What if you said, for the next 30 days, no excuses, I'm going to show up, I'm going to put out a blog post or an email. I'm going to email my list every single day. I'm going to make a compelling offer. They're not always going to buy, and that's okay, but I'm not going to back off. Maybe it's 30 days of saying no to the things you hate, the things you will no longer tolerate. Maybe it's 30 days of just showing up to the gym and doing a workout, breaking a sweat. Maybe it's 30 days of working on that book that you've said you were going to write. One thing. Pick one thing and commit to it for 30 days. Now, one little pro tip, a little bonus I'll add to you that I'll give to you, kind of the something that I do, is I keep a physical paper journal. They're very small. These things cost less than a U.S. dollar. They got graph paper and everything. And I teach this in my course, Best Year Blueprint. I actually show a picture of how I track this. But I'll make a little 30-day calendar. On whatever day I start, it doesn't have to be the first of the month. Don't feel like you got to wait till next Tuesday when the 1st of August rolls around. You can start right now, today. I draw a small 30-day calendar, and I write day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, all the way to 30 days. And then every day that I show up to that habit that I'm looking to create or break, I draw a line through it before I go to bed or when I wake up the next day. That sense of accomplishment is pretty powerful. But it's also a way to track your success. Because if you do fall off, if you do break your streak, let's say you break it on day 12, get back in the saddle, start fresh. Try to get past day 12, get to day 15 if you can. Once you get to day 15, try to get to day 17. If you get to day 17, get to day 20. If you've made it to day 20, you can make it to day 25. And if you've made it to day 25, you will cross the finish line to day 30. It's that simple. Change one habit every 30 days. Now, that may sound simple, which it is, but it ain't always easy. So here's how you do it. You take small steps. You go from mediocre to average. And then you go from average to pretty good. You go from pretty good to damn good. And you go from damn good to great. And from great to elite. If you look at somebody who's got elite level performance, they didn't get there overnight. Very, very, very few people are born elite. In fact, I don't know anybody who is. If you're trying to improve and be the best version of yourself, a high performer, take it in small chunks. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with the process. Don't worry about the results. The results, listen, it's window dressing. The result you really should be consumed with, obsessed with, is the result of consistency. That's the best one you get every single day. People are always saying, I'm waiting on results. Here's the result that I want you to obsess over, consistency. Because if you show up to it every single day, guess what? You get rewarded every day. Every day is like Christmas or your birthday or whatever. You get to open up that gift and say, I did it. I gave this gift to myself because I'm that committed to my consistency. I'm not worried about the bank account. I'm not worried about the six-pack abs. I'm not worried about the adulation from other people. All I care about is that I showed up with consistency. My friend, you do that for yourself, it will be the single best gift you ever give. And because you establish that behavior pattern in that habit that you're looking to form, it will translate into other areas of your life. True story. Next, you got to set the table for success, right? If you want to establish a habit pattern of working out, put your workout clothes out the night before. If you want to be somebody who's ultra effective, put your study materials next to the coffee maker. Make sure that the snooze button is not a factor for you, and wake up early and get after it. Whatever it is you're looking to improve upon, set the table for success. Put yourself in a position to win. Take the barriers to success out of the equation. Don't make it harder on yourself. Don't make it easier to say no or back down or give in. Give yourself the weapons you need to win the war between the left and right eardrum. That little voice trying to keep you safe, trying to keep you small, trying to keep you stuck. Shut that punk down. Don't listen to him or her. Do not give yourself any barriers to your success. By setting the table for success, you give yourself the opportunity to smash through those barriers and show up with consistency every day. Do the behaviors that will support you in the decisions that you've made. Remember, the separation is in the preparation. Super Bowl champion Russell Wilson says that. The separation is in the preparation. If you want to separate yourself from a life of mediocrity and pain and disappointment, then you got to prepare yourself for greatness. You prepare by looking at the areas you want to grow or change. You change just one habit at a time. Give yourself 30 days to do it. And in that 30 days, focus on taking small steps, going from where you are to where you want to be. And instead of obsessing on the overt results, the obvious results, focus on consistency. Obsess over consistency. Set yourself up for success by setting the table for success. Put all the resources you need within direct reach so that all you have to do is show up and deliver. The separation's in the preparation, my friends, and the habit of success is something you can establish beginning right here, right now, today. So get up, get on your feet, get after it, and make it happen. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.